A senior research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Research Institute, Dr. Colin Sahulu, has been speaking about a research conducted into the resilience of teenage girls to early pregnancy and reproductive health. Dr. Sahulu told Radio Ghana that a preliminary report of the research indicates that teenage girls who have somebody or institution to turn to for advice on sexual issues are more resilient than those who do not have advisors or lack parental care. He said a journal will be established in Laboni Secondary School to educate the students. Dr. Sahulu spoke with George Ankra.
We have a project to deal with the resilience of adolescent to teenage pregnancy. We're looking at their adolescent reproductive health and sexual health in general. So we're trying to make a research in Ghana and Tanzania to compare their resilience to teenage pregnancy in particular, but reproductive health in general in adolescents. So what we're doing is we're trying to focus on the strength of these young ladies, focusing on their weaknesses and the risks that are associated with teenagehood. We are trying to focus on their strength and say, what can they do? What are they doing that makes them, some of the girls, not to fall victim to teenage pregnancy? That in a community, we can have both someone who falls victim to teenage pregnancy and those who have not fallen and go through life and become responsible adults. What makes them resilient to be able to navigate their way through adolescent age and become responsible adults and become responsible? In the course of the research, we covered that there's a difference between Ghana and Tanzania in terms of what they assess as information. In Tanzania, have a job targeting adolescent reproductive health, which talk about teenage pregnancy, the risk associated to it. And this journal actually led them themselves, the adolescent actually made input into what they want to discuss in this journal. So once that is found, then we decided that we can replicate it here in Ghana by establishing adolescent focus journal in sexual reproductive health, making the adolescent design participate in the designing and the production and the printing of the journal and distributing it across schools in Accra. We want to start in a school in Accra. And currently we are considering either using a Laboni Secondary School as a case study where second year girls and boys will be selected to participate in this workshop to under the supervision of journalists and adolescent health experts from the Ghana Health Service. Then they can come up with issues that are bothering them, and their own sexual realities, their reproductive health challenges that they want to know more about. That will be discussed. And in this journal, we're going to do it like what has been termed as Edu Entertainment, that is education and entertainment, in the magazine that they will be coming up with. So tomorrow, there will be a stakeholder workshop at Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research where the stakeholders from various fields, researchers, academia, and then health professionals, adolescent health experts are meeting at Noguchi to discuss the way forward for this project, how we want it to go forward. We're doing this specifically because we want to talk about sustainability. Currently, we have a small grant from the Swiss government through what they call the Swiss National Center for Competence in Research to start on this project, but this is for a short while. And we want to be sure if we can sustain it beyond the research project phase. That's why we're bringing the stakeholders together to discuss it and see the way forward, so that once we're taking off, we can be looking forward to sustainability. So basically, this is what it's about.
Dr. Sahulu also touched on the comparative results of Ghana and Tanzania. He said the results were similar because the area of the research were communities exposed to materials of reproductive health.
We found out that a good number of resilient girls in Accra. This study actually took place in Accra, specifically Asuedikete Metro, Okakwe North Sub Metro, and La Sub Metro. And we found that there are good measures of resilience in these young girls in our population. What we found is that this is just a preliminary finding, which I'm sharing is not the final finding because we're still analyzing the data. Those are adolescents who have somebody they can turn to, where be it parents or anybody they can tend to discuss sexual and related matters, tend to be more resilient than those who have anybody to tend to discuss issues. And more so, those who have access to other sources of information like radio and television, where in this forum, these issues are discussed, are also tend to be more resilient than those who do not have regular access to this information. Also, it also borders on those who have some organizations that they can associate with, like it could be church organizations and whatever organizations that the person is involved with can also contribute to, because we found out resilience is actually a multi-layer thing that they can be built at the local level, which is the family or the household level, can be built in the institutional level, that is schools, and they can be built at the national, international level. It has to do more with what you see and what you hear from the outside world.
Did you do any comparison between Ghana and Kenya in that regard?
Actually, the research is actually a comparative study between Ghana and Tanzania. The level of resilience against teenage pregnancy in Ghana and Tanzania is pretty the same. However, the Tanzanians appear to have more access to permanent source of information than Ghanaians on these issues. And we believe that it's because of the availability of these adolescent or youth-targeted journals where the youth are encouraged to make contributions to these journals. So we believe that that is actually contributing to their knowledge more than what we have here. Because then the magazine serves as a permanent source of reference for them, that when issues crop up, they sometimes remember that issues like this were discussed in an edition of a magazine before. So they go looking for it to find out what exactly was said about it. Whereas in our context, no adolescent targeted magazine and talking about their sexuality and reproductive health, where the adolescents are actually in the steering wheel. What I mean by that is that they themselves decide on issues they want to learn more about, issues they want to discuss, and issues they want to know. And then under the guidance of experts, adolescent health experts, and journalists, they put it together in a very colorful, entertaining way, which makes it attractive to the youth to read more and more.
Dr. Collins Ahulu is a senior research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research. The Ghana Medical Association has threatened to go on strike if the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission fails to migrate doctors onto the single spine salary structure by next month. Joining us on the line is a labor consultant, Austin Game, to share with us the implications of what the association intends to do. Hello, Mr. Game.
Good afternoon.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Now,
thank you.
Will the doctors be breaching the labor law if they carry out the threat?
Thank you, my sister. I think yes, they will breach the labor law, and I'm sure they know it very well. What maybe they should be doing would to go to the National Labor Commission and report the conduct of Fair Wages and Salaries Commission if they think the Fair Wages misconducted themselves during the negotiation. But the labor law do not, and I'm sure they have rules that governs the process of the negotiation they are undertaking, as under Section 101 3 and also Section 1043. None of them, neither the employer being Fair Wages, neither the workers led by the GMA, can threaten each other during the negotiation. That is unacceptable. But they have the right to express their concern by reporting the conduct of the employer to the institution that we've all accepted as very impartial to handle all matters pertaining to labor relations. So they should go to the National Labor Commission and not to visit a threat on the social partner.
Now, what sanctions could be preferred against the doctors, if there are any?
Well, under normal circumstances, the Labor Commission will have to call them to order that you cannot do that. You see, we must accept that there is a paradigm shift. The legal terrain relating to industrial relations in Ghana has changed. We need everybody to update himself, herself. All bodies and societies and unions and whatever, and employers, they must update themselves. According to the law, you must abide by the rules that will govern the process of the negotiation. Language usage is also even very important. Therefore, both sides, doctors are very important people, all workers within the health sector are very, very important people, and we must appreciate them. But I think that the best way you can do it is to go to the National Labour Commission and report the conduct of their employer, who is represented by the Fair Wages, so that the Labour Commission will call both sides to order and find out what is it that they are missing, and then they can address it. By that way, everybody maintain his the sanctity of his image and his calling and so forth and so on. That is what you should be doing as people of this country.
Now, what do you think would be the implications of the strike?
It's very expensive, and that is why we shouldn't even start it. And they are essential service. They are not just an essential department. They are a complete, holistic, essential service. They are not supposed to go on strike. They are not supposed to threaten. The employer is not supposed to threaten them. Both sides should know that. And that is why there are rules that govern the process of their negotiation. Any time they are negotiating and there is a hiccup or a blockade between the two sides, and they cannot understand or appreciate one's difficulties that they have, there is an institution, a body that has been established at the expense of everybody, the National Labour Commission, which is impartial, it's non-governmental. So they will go there and go and get remedy to their difficulties, and that ends the problem. And therefore, the remedy is simple. They should go there. I urge them on. They should go. If they want assistance, everybody, we have so many consultants in this country, they can assist them.
Okay, Mr. Gamet, thanks for your time.
Most grateful.